The personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Govinda, is the exclusive shelter for all great living beings, and his transcendental attributes cannot even be measured by such masters of mystic powers as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Can anyone who is expert in relishing nectar or rasa ever be fully satiated by hearing topics about him? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are two chiefs of the demigods. They are full of mystic powers. For example, Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison, which one drop was sufficient to kill an ordinary living being. Similarly, Brahma could create many powerful demigods, including Lord Shiva. So they are Isvaras, or lords of the universe. But they are not the supreme powerful. The supreme powerful is Govinda, Lord Krishna. He is the transcendence, and his transcendental attributes cannot be measured, even by such powerful Isvaras as Shiva and Brahma. Therefore, Lord Krishna is the exclusive shelter of the greatest of all living beings. Brahma is counted amongst the living beings, but he is the greatest of all of us. And why is the greatest of all living beings so much attached to the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna? Because he is the reservoir of all enjoyment. Everyone wants to relish some kind of taste in everything. But one who is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord can derive unlimited pleasure from such engagement. The Lord is unlimited, and his name, attributes, pastimes, entourage, varied gatedness, etc., are unlimited. And those who relish them do so unlimitedly and still do not feel satiated. This fact is confirmed in the Padma Purana. Ramanyate yogino nante satyananda chiratmani iti rama padanasyo param brahma vidyate. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the Absolute Truth, and therefore the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, is also known as Ram. There is no end to such transcendental discourses. In mundane affairs, there is the law of satiation, but in transcendence, there is no such satiation. Suta Goswami desired to continue the topics of Lord Krishna before the sages of Namasharanya, and the sages also expressed their readiness to hear him continuously. Since the Lord is transcendence and his attributes are transcendental, such discourses increase the receptive mood of the purified audience.